This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Solid.
We're good.
Yeah, I'm solid. Welcome back, everybody. Y'all already know it is. Room 101's boy said, what's up?
What's up? What up?
Dude, before we get started, though, let's roll that intro.
Whee!
Yeah, dude.
I like my cheers low.
Highlight of my week? Oh, actually, before we keep going off of that, we'd like to introduce our guest, our special guest here today, y'all.
It's what up?
Isaac Pugh.
Yep.
Pugh.
That's me.
Is that your actual name?
Yeah, that's my actual name.
That's Isaac such Pugh. A yep. Sick name.
Yeah.
How did that happen? Like,
my parents named me it.
Where did it come from? My bad.
You mean spelling?
What's the origin?
Yeah. What is
so
it?
So the origin? Spelling is I-Z-A-K. I'm named after my great-grandpa, actually. So that's how he spelled it.
Is he like Ireland?
He grew up in South Africa. And so it's Dutch. It's a Dutch way of spelling it. So.
Dude, that's sick.
Yeah, so it's not just like a weird Utah name, but like I'm named after my great grandpa. So
that's so cool. Sick.
That's tight.
That's way better cool. Than Sam.
And Tonu.
I like Tupo. It's pretty nice.
Yeah, I like you guys' names. They fit you. None of you guys are like one of those people that you meet and you're like, your name does not fit who you are at all. So that's
yeah.
Good.
Wait, he looks like a Tupo?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a Eugene? But like it's like like you can see you're laughing because
nobody looks like a Eugene.
Right?
Okay, well, does anyone watch The Walking Dead?
Mm-mm.
No.
Damn. You do? You know Eugene. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Doesn't he look like a Eugene to me? Yeah. To me he looks like a Eugene.
Shout out to our live audience.
Yes, we have a live audience.
Thank you.
You're not on camera, I promise.
Oh, now you are. Now you are. There you go. Shout out.
Not all the way.
It's fine.
Yeah.
But thank you for our live audience. But she has seen Walking Dead. Good job.
Awesome. Respect. That's like one of my favorite shows ever.
Cool.
It was solid. Kind of fell
heard
off at things. The end, but it is what it is.
Heard good all things.
Right. Isaac, how do we know you?
We met through our friend Trey. Trey is one of my favorite people, one of my best friends, and we all make music. So that's how we met.
Okay. And Trey was on our podcast last year.
Yep, season one, baby.
Let's go. Yeah,
he's a legend.
He is a legend.
He is a very
and we, you've been wanting to be on the podcast for a while, and we've wanted you on the podcast for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, ever since you guys said you had one, I was like, that'd be sick.
Like hop on there.
Yeah, and you guys, it's the perfect time. The perfect time to have me on. So,
yeah,
this is so exciting.
So, tell us more about yourself. Where are you from?
Yeah,
like, you know, where'd you grow up?
Yeah,
were you always into music?
Yeah, I grew up in Cedar Hills. I took piano from like ages 8 to like 15 probably, and I hated it. I hated piano lessons.
Really?
Yeah, I really hated piano lessons.
Why? Wait, okay, why?
Because so my piano teacher was awesome. She was like super great, but. The way people who are like classically trained are, they don't understand what it's like to be someone who's not like built like that at all, you know? So I remember one time I had a song that I was supposed to be learning how to play, and there was a note in it that didn't sound right, and so I scribbled it out and like rewrote a new note that I thought sounded better, and I brought it in and I was like, look, like this is how I changed it. And she was like, you can't do that. And I was like, what do you mean? Like, This is what I want. Like, this is how I want it. And I was like, I even asked her, I was like, you play it the two different ways and tell me which one sounds better. She's like, well, you're right. It sounds better the way you have it. But this is how it's written. Like, so you're supposed to learn how to play it that way. And just stuff like that. I didn't really have freedom to like learn what I wanted to, you know?
That's crazy. Cause I feel like if I was a piano teacher, I would have been like, this kid's a genius. Yes.
Yeah,
you get it.
Looking back, it was definitely cool. But after like, So I had to learn 50 hymns before I could quit. So I learned my 50 hymns in like 3 weeks when I was like, I'm sick of this. Like, I'm just done, you know? So I learned 50 hymns in like 3 weeks. Totally did not actually learn them, just like learned them in my head and just played them.
Just a life lex, it's fine.
And then I was like, that's it, you know? And then I had a crush on a girl like a year later, and she's like, I only date guys that play the piano. And I was like, all right, bet, I'm relearning now. And so I sat down and taught myself the piano.
For wow.
So
the power of love.
I'm obsessed with it now. It's good because now I have freedom to do whatever I want. So that's what makes it better.
And you make as we know now, you're starting to get super diverse in it.
Yeah.
Like because you play the bass too, don't you?
I play the bass. I play the guitar. I play the piano. Yeah.
And that's all self-taught?
Yep. All self-taught.
Dang.
Yep.
That's so sick.
I took a little bit of guitar lessons when I was in high school, but not that much.
Whole lot. That's so like important, especially when you're an independent artist like you are,
mm-hmm.
up and coming, because you do everything yourself, right?
Yeah, right now I do. Yeah, I have a few people, like I have a friend named Max. He helps with a lot of stuff. He's mostly like a, I would say like an executive producer. I send him all my stuff, and he like gives me things that I can kind of tweak about it. Obviously Trey's a big one. I show him almost everything, and then I have like people that I trust for certain things, you know, and so I go to them with those things, you know, but 90% of it is just me, you know. So
that's so sick. Cool. I have mad respect for artists that are that way,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Thank you.
That's so sick, dude.
Today's topic. sorry.
Dang, bro.
My voice cracks a lot in this episode.
Bro, what the hell?
We're so happy to have you here. That's why his voice is gone. He's just too excited. Perfect.
Sorry, we're here with a star. He's made it farther than us, so it is what it is.
It's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard.
But it's facts.
It's just straight facts, bro. It's just straight facts.
If you say so.
Nervous.
Did you do anything else other than music? Like, before you did music, were you passionate about anything else? Or
oh yeah, I love sports, still do. Okay. Like, I play basketball all the time. Me and my friends play every Thursday.
I love that.
Like, love basketball. I played soccer growing up. Actually played ultimate frisbee in high school. That's a thing here in Utah.
Like, competitively?
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah, I was an all-state ultimate frisbee player.
What? So you're the real deal.
Yeah, I played with the all-star team. They send us out to Minnesota to play against other states. They have teams and stuff, and so
that's so much cooler than my all-star game when
I
was in high school.
Yeah, so we went out and like we got was like 7th or 8th or something like that. I don't know for sure, but
still pretty good though.
It's pretty good. I mean, the team now, because I coached last year, the team now they won nationals last year.
Oh,
they won this year again. So that's pretty cool. So
that's so
Utah,
sick.
Utah is the place right now for ultimate. It's cool.
Dude, for real. And pickleball is blowing up too.
Yeah.
There's like pickleball courts everywhere now.
Yeah, I play that too. But it's to me, it's like I'd rather play tennis. So it's
really?
Like, it's like pickleball to me is just like, I don't know, it's more casual. It's more casual version of tennis in my head. But
I have a hard time trying to like figure out how to get competitive with pickleball. Like, how do you get super competitive?
I just hate losing, so I get really competitive
that's
about
true.
Pretty much anything.
I feel that. Dude, that's sick. So you did Ultimate Frisbee.
Mm-hmm.
You said basketball.
Yeah, I played basketball. Never played, like, competitively, but I always loved basketball playing growing up. And
oh, yeah.
So, yeah, me and my friends play a lot right now. So it's probably the one I play the most.
Wow. That's so dope.
Hey, that's cool, bro. That's cool.
Yeah.
We're done.
That wraps it up, everybody.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
So today we'll talk about success, but more specifically how to measure that. Uh-huh. But before we get into that question, we want to know, what is success
to you?
To me.
To you.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
How would you define success?
I feel like this changes a lot, you know? Like, this is one of those questions that you could ask someone every 3 months and get a different answer, you know? Right now, success to me is the feeling of improvement. Mm. You know, like, in any area of life, feeling like, okay, I took a step today in that direction, you know? That is success, you know, just the little things. And those obviously add up to, like, big things that, like, those are the more outward ones where people can see and, like, oh, that's a success, you know? Whereas to me, it's like the little teeny things that add up to that are more of a success to me. And so I like to think about those more than I think about the big picture a lot. Because sometimes if you think about those big picture things, it kind of gets overwhelming and you're like stressing yourself out. But if you just think about, what can I do right now, and then do it and get better at it, then that's how you improve.
Oh yeah.
That to me is success right now.
I full-heartedly agree. That's like another way of saying that is like really living in the moment, mm-hmm. type of deal.
Yeah.
Which totally. Is like super, everyone says that, live in the moment. But it's like, why live in the moment?
Yeah.
You know, well, it's because like that is a success.
Yeah.
Is those little moments. Yeah. So I'm going to challenge this a little bit.
Go for
you
it.
Make music.
Yeah.
And in the music industry, whether mm-hmm. you're big name or not, mm-hmm. you can't help but define part of your success by what other people think.
Yeah.
So how do you balance that?
Yeah.
Like, how do you, because to me, then the what success is gets a little mucky.
Uh-huh.
And it's just like, you know, you make music for people to listen to. Uh-huh. And I feel like artists oftentimes are like, well, I don't care if they don't like it. You uh-huh. know, I do it for me. But it's like, that is that entirely true?
Yeah.
So what's that like for you? How do you figure success in the music industry?
I mean, to me, music has never been the plan, you know? I'm talented enough in other areas of my life that I know I'll be successful in whatever I choose, you know? Mm. To me, right now, the most important thing is making stuff that I can look back on and love, you know? So in a way, I guess I am saying it doesn't matter what everyone else thinks, but more in the way that it really matters a lot what I think about it.
Okay.
You know, when I make a song and I sit there and I'm like smiling because I made it, I'm like, I can't believe I made this. If I put that out and it gets zero listens, then I still love it. You know, I'm still going to love that song. It doesn't change that song in my head. You know, obviously if I put it out and it like blows up and I can do music for the rest of my life, that would be amazing. I'd love that. But I'm not attached to that. You know, like a lot of people, I think people get discouraged when they put out a song and they're looking at their Spotify for artists and they're seeing like, oh man, I only got 3 listens on the first day, bro.
Yep.
And I put all this effort into making this song and releasing it and promoting it as much as I can, like with the other things I have going on, like, and I only got like 3 listens in 1 week, bro. Like, but really, like I've noticed if I think about that while I'm making my music, the music suffers.
Mm.
So to me, when I'm making music, I'm not thinking about how many listens this is going to get. You know, I'm just thinking, do I like this? Like, how do I serve this song? I think that really comes a lot from how I feel about songwriting. I've never once felt like I'm the one making the songs, you know? It always feels like it's coming from somewhere else. And that I'm just, the more I practice, like I make a lot of really awful songs that are not good, right? But the more I practice and put in that work, the more often I'm able to pull from that source, whatever it is. And it makes it easier, you know, when I'm thinking, well, how do I serve this song the best? Like the song is its own entity.
Yeah.
And I'm just the person maneuvering it to where it's supposed to be. You know, I'm just the vessel that it's being put together through.
You let the song write itself.
Yeah.
And you go where the song wants to go.
That's what like the corny way to say it. But yeah, you're
yeah.
right. Like it's the song. I'll hear something that inspires me. Right. And I'll think, oh, this needs this kind of drum pattern. Right. And it's like, Where did that come from? I'm not smart enough to think of drum patterns, but I know what I'm looking for. I go on Splice. I'm like, I find exactly what I'm looking for, put it in there, manipulate it however I need, right? And so it's like I'm constantly thinking, what does this song need? And I also think that that helps in not adding too much, because I think that's a big thing that, especially early on, people struggle with is they're like, oh, I know how to produce a song. I know how to use reverb now, and I know how to use – and then you can overproduce it.
Yeah.
And so it's like once you have that balance of like, okay, I don't need 650 tracks on each song. You know, I can just deal with eight, like – and if it's a good song, then it's a good song, you know?
Yeah.
So to me that also helps. I'm sorry, I'm talking a lot, but it helps in knowing when the song's done, yep. You know? Because if I'm only trying to serve the song and I'm not trying to impress anyone else, I'm only trying to serve the song, then when it's done, I'll know it's done. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm like, okay, I finished it. You know, like with the one that I showed you guys, Pinky Promises, I made that last week. And I was sitting there, and even today, I went back and was looking at it, and I was like, it would be so sick to have, like, a guitar solo on there. And I pulled out, and I played a couple of them, and they sounded fine, but I was like, that's not what this song needs.
Yeah.
You know? And so once I had tried those things, I knew the song was done, you know? It's like, this is done. I don't need to add anything else. And so I don't know if anything I just said made any sense,
that
but, you know.
Perfect sense. That really does.
I really enjoy it. I really like how you said when you make music, you don't care how many listeners you got.
Mm-hmm.
You care if you like it or not, mm-hmm. if you like it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a lot of, well, for me, I want to do it to try to, like, you know, make it sound the best as, like, for music in general, for, like, lyrics and stuff, I have a hard time writing lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about this a lot. I have a hard time writing lyrics, but because it's all, I'm always thinking, oh, what this person think? Oh, what this person? I'm not always thinking, oh, mm-hmm. do I like it?
Yeah.
Do I like? But I like that mindset though.
Yeah.
It's a good mindset to have.
Yeah. So I don't know if you guys know this about me, but every year, me and my friend Max, his parents have a cabin mm-hmm. up at Brighton, and every year we just get a bunch of musicians and we go up there.
Like, that's so sick.
Next year you guys are totally invited. Like. And pull up, Slash. And we just set up a bunch of different stations, and everyone's working on music at the same time.
Days go, go, go.
And one of the years, we all were in the hot tub together, because there's a big old hot tub there, and we were sitting there talking, and I realized, talking to them about music, I am different from most musicians in that I never feel...
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Feel like... I need to force anything. Like, a lot of people, like, when I was talking to them, they were like, I feel like I have such a hard time writing lyrics. And I've never felt that way. I have an easy time writing lyrics. And the reason is I'm not trying to force it. You know, I'm not trying yeah. to, not sitting there like, I need to write lyrics for this. Like, I need to. No, like, that's not how it is. I finish a track, and then I just have it on my phone. And, like, when I'm driving somewhere, I'll just, like, be listening to different tracks. And if something comes, then I write it down, and then that's what I put in there, yeah. you know? I don't ever, I told my friends this too, and it blew their minds that if I have to do more than four takes of something, then I know it's not good. Like if I have to try more than four times to get it right, it's wrong. Like something needs to change about it.
Yeah.
Or it's just not what it needs to happen. You know?
So
I don't really force it ever.
It's a tough thing to do. Four tries.
Yeah. So everything you've ever heard me make, it's all in at least Four tries. I never have done more than that. And
that's crazy.
And with lyrics, like, if the lyrics sound good and I know they do, like, I can play them on the piano and it sounds right, I'll take a little bit more tries to get those right. Because that's the core of the song, is the human element. But, like, if a bass line takes me more than four tries, I'm like, okay, I need to switch the bass sound, see what happens there. You know, something isn't right about it, because it shouldn't take me more than that, you know?
Okay. So in your, like, your daily life, because I want to go off of this a little bit. Day in the life of making music with Isaac, or just living your life, it sounds to me like you found a lot of rhythm and you found habits that you follow. And so walk us through that real quick. What are your songwriting, producing habits that help you? Because your success, correct me if I'm wrong, your success is based on what you feel about. Mm-hmm. It's based on how fulfilled you are from what you create.
Right.
So what kind of habits does it take for you to meet success?
Mm-hmm. I think my process really starts with what I'm listening to. Like recently I've been listening to a lot of like 80s, like stuff that's modern day, but like 80s sounding even stuff, like stuff like the balance of that, like 80s stuff and also the stuff nowadays that sounds like 80s stuff, with like the big snare drums and the big like Phil Collins fills and all that kind of stuff, you know. So that's where it starts, is whatever I'm listening to and whatever I'm into at the time. And then I'll sit down at my computer, and usually it starts with a sample. Is as good as I am at just sitting at the piano and writing a song, I can do that too, but I really like to just scroll. Like, I'll go on Splice and find, like, just go to like synth sounds. I'll pick a tempo. That's usually the first thing, is like whatever mood I'm in, I usually know what kind of tempo that fits into, you know. I pick the tempo, and then I just scroll in it, and just until I find something that I'm like, that, like, I could build a whole song off of that, like whether it's a vocal one or a synth or a piano, something like that. And then I take it, chop it up, whatever, you know, whatever I need to do to it. But I take that in, and then I build the song around that, whether I use other samples or just play instruments, whatever. I just kind of let it flow from there. And a lot of times that results in like songs that just aren't good, right? Mm-hmm. Because I'm not going to every time sit down and just make a hit, you know, like sit down and I for this next album that I'm working on, there's 10 songs in the album, right? And they're all, there was probably, I want to say 250 tracks made that were in that style that fit that album. And, but a lot of them just weren't that good, you know? So I also don't get too attached to songs. That's the other thing, is I don't get too attached to them. Cause I'm like, there could be a better one. The next one could be better, you know?
Yeah.
But I do think I've gotten better at knowing when I've made one that really fits what I want to do better. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So that's the day, is I sit down and I find a sample, and then I build a song from there. Whether it's a drum or whatever, it just goes from there.
And you just do that consistently, and that's...
Yep, every day.
That's how it works.
Three or four times a day.
That's good. Okay.
So are there, like, any challenges that you face, like, while you go through the process of trying to, you know, like, succeed?
Oh, yeah. I mean, music? I mean, the way that I do it, like, just... the let it free flow kind of thing. Obviously, like, there are times where it's just like, I just have nothing,
yeah,
you know? So I even went through this, cause I put up a thing on my story, like asking what people would want to hear next. And that was really cool to see what people had to say. And I kind of knew what I wanted to do, but it took me, so that was like August 1st when I posted that. It took me until last Wednesday to know, but to actually have any inspiration. Like, I was sitting there every day just trying to think, like, thinking about how to capture that vibe in the best way. And so there's the biggest challenge is those moments where I'm like, I just have nothing. Like, I even had the thought last week on, like, Tuesday, I was like, do I even know how to write a song anymore? Like, have I forgotten? You know, because I had a beat that I really liked, that I thought, and I wrote probably 25 different versions of lyrics for it in like 3 days, because every one I wrote I was like, this sucks, and I just like kept scrapping it, and then all of a sudden I make a new beat, and that's when it started flowing. But yeah, the biggest challenge I would say is those moments where I'm like, I don't know if I can still do this anymore. Like I've lost all inspiration, you know. And so I guess in that way, really where the process starts is living my life. Mm-hmm. Because if I'm just only in the studio making music every day, then I don't have anything to write about
except exactly. Being in the studio. Where do you draw the inspiration?
Right, exactly. Like, yeah. So I have to go out, hang out with my friends, do things like that, you know,
yeah.
Do dumb things, get in trouble, whatever, you know, so that I can have those things to talk about that I can write songs about.
You
know? Yeah. Do you get writer's block?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think any person that says they don't, it's just a lie.
That's a
big lie. Like, even if you can freestyle, like, there's some songs that I've freestyled in my life. Like, on my last album, the new recording song was fully freestyle guitar and everything. Someday on my last album was just fully freestyle.
Really?
Yeah. Ooh. And so, like, I can do that. But, like, even in that, like, you can't tell me if you can just freestyle anytime. You can't tell me that there aren't times where you do it and you're like, that really sucked.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the theme for a couple of weeks even, or months even, where it's like, everything I'm coming up with sucks right now. Like, I think that happens for everyone. I don't know. I wouldn't believe it if someone said that never happened to them, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, I do get writer's block, and I'm not afraid to admit that.
What's your, I wonder if you could find an answer. What's the best song you think you've made or put out, and what's the worst and why?
Oh, question. I need to like look up the songs I put out because I don't even really know. Give me
look
a
them up.
That I just the ones that I put out.
Yeah, just the ones okay. You put out so far, up to recording on this day.
Okay. The best song I've put out is Movie.
Mm.
Movie's nice.
Yeah, Movie is the best song I've ever put out. The worst one, that's really tough to say. Because I actually really like, I wouldn't put it out if I didn't like it. So,
yeah.
That's a really good question. I think.
Maybe worst is a harsh. The song that isn't. I don't know.
Maybe a song that you would feel like would need it, that you think you could have improved on.
The song that you would be the last song you would show somebody.
Yeah.
If you were showing everybody your music.
I think. So, I wrote this. So. The whole last album was meant to be like a ode to childhood and family and friends, right? Like all of that, because I felt like that's what I wanted to show people first. So a lot of the songs aren't really the style that I love, you know, the style of music that I really love. I love alternative music more than anything, you know? And so if you listen to that, there's not a lot of that in there. And so there's one song on there that I wrote about my parents. It's called I Still Need You. The lyrics and everything about it are good, but I think the production value of it, when I listen to that song now, I'm like, I kind of want to go back and like remix it and then re-release it without telling anyone. Cause then when I listen to it, I can be more satisfied with it. Cause
yeah.
I think that's the one that is like, it's just barely not quite there yet, you know? Just vocally, like, cause I remember making it, it had this moment that I was searching for, and I just wasn't able to execute it as well as I would like, you know?
Yeah.
So I think now I probably could if I went back to it, but
dang,
that's probably it.
That makes sense. So, okay. Why do you think Movie is the best?
Cause in that one, I had the most fun making it.
So the experience is what made it worth
it.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Like,
interesting.
I remember, so my friend Bryson, shout out to him. He just got married yesterday. He needed to do like a project for his class where he came in and like played piano, and he just needed someone to like produce it together. So I helped him with that, but he walked in while I was recording the chorus, cause that's all I had at that point. And it was just the, guitar and the piano at that point, and then like the boom, boom, bass that I had. And, he walked in and he heard it and he was like, bro, that is good. Like, that's the best thing I've ever heard you make. And I was like, I know, like, I'm feeling that too. And then once he left, I was able to, like, it took me 20 more minutes and I was done with the whole song and I was ready. Like, and it was just so much fun, like, sitting there and being like, it's one of those moments where I was like, I actually can do this, you know, like, I can do this. And so, And that's the one that, listening to it, like, now, I'm like, oh, that's so sick. And, like, I get a lot of videos from people being like, we were playing this song here, you know, it's so cool, like, your song's being played. Like, it's really cool. That one's a fun one. I like it.
That's so interesting, because we were talking about that a few episodes ago, about, like, some of our favorite songs.
And some songs that we want to go back and remix, and hopefully no one notices.
Yeah. Matches up, like, perfectly with what you said.
Yeah.
The experience is what made a song so mm-hmm. precious, which ties back to what you define success as, your personal feeling about what you create.
Yeah.
That, in essence, like, when artists are like, I don't care what anybody thinks, there is truth to that.
Yeah.
Which is so interesting, because the music industry is, like, defined by who listens to your music. Mm-hmm. And it's so it's a numbers game.
Yeah.
And it's just, but real success comes from how you feel about being the channel for something bigger than yourself to speak through.
I was just thinking about it this way. Like, if the numbers were what was important, I would have stopped after the first song I ever put out.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because, like, oh, 27 listens in 1 week, that's not good, you know?
Yep.
But it increased every release. It's increased every time, you know? And not that that has any reason to keep me moving, but, like, if the numbers were what was important, I would have never released more, you know?
Yeah.
I would have just made it and kept it to myself. You know, releasing music to me is, right now, it's like, it's my way of, honestly, I think about having kids someday and them being like, my dad's on Spotify. And, like, that's cool, you know? Like, to me, like, that is a moment that I look forward to, you know? And so I don't necessarily think much about who's listening to it. When people do, I'm incredibly thankful, right? Like, that's the other thing is, like, I feel like I can be more thankful for each listen when I don't care how many there are, you know, because if I'm thinking, oh, I need to get at least 150 on the first day for this song to feel successful, then I'm not going to be thankful until it's 151, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas if I don't really care, it's like, if it's out for 5 minutes, and I see there's two listens, I'm like, let's go. Like, I'm so stoked about that.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy. And like, you guys know, anytime I put out a song, any text that I get about it, I screenshot it,
I post it.
I get stoked. I get stoked every time about how people feel about it. And seeing that I'm not the only person that likes it, like, that is obviously an extra form of validation. But, like, if that's what I thought about, I would never have released a song. You know, because that first song that I ever put out is, like, three family members texting me, like, I like it. And, like, that was it, you know? And I'm like, oh, cool. Like,
yeah.
So
that's so sick. Yeah.
Jay, you suck.
Oh, get him. Get him. Oh, yeah, we didn't even acknowledge.
Oh, yeah, Josh is not here today, y'all, for those of you just listening. Dang, halfway through.
All right. Yeah. Yeah, Josh set Jay set this up.
He did. And he's not here.
And he ain't even here.
Freaking Jay.
That's okay.
That's okay. To be fair, it's not his fault.
Jay, just so you know, I told them that I wanted you here just so I could roast you. So it's probably good that you're not here. People will like me better
because
you're not here.
Oh.
That's so good. Okay, so I had a question that I can't remember, actually. I'll take it back. I can't remember what I was going to ask.
What were we even talking about?
We're talking about success.
We're talking about success.
trying to hit the broad answer.
I had such a good question.
What were we talking about?
Man, did the bathroom just lose all your memory or what?
Do you remember?
I didn't
repeat out.
What were we talking about before we took a break?
Yeah.
He was talking about.
This is why we have
music.
We were talking about how. If I had thought about the people who were going to be listening to it while I was making my songs, I would have never put out anymore.
Screenshot the text.
Yeah, that stuff.
That's right. I still can't remember my question. I was proud of it, too.
That's okay.
See, people are going to watch this and listen to it. They're like, what do you mean? He just barely talked about it. Because how we edited it.
You could just edit this whole part out where we're talking about what we were talking
That's
about.
That's true. And your question
That's
comes back.
That's probably the best idea.
Well, we're going to keep the...
We're definitely going to do that.
We're going to keep the Josh
part. Yeah, we're going to keep the Josh part. We're going to put that in there. Oh, man. Gosh, dang it. Okay. Well, we can move on.
All right. Yeah, it's fine.
So whatever's I mean... He's here.
You think Josh is here?
Yeah.
Did he text?
You.
Ah.
Hold on.
Is he here? I got it out before he came.
It's a good thing we got. We might have to edit this part out.
All I know is when Josh walks in, you guys might have to share a mic.
Okay.
Because I ain't about to plug in no other mic. Yeah.
Be like, all right, Josh, speak into the mic.
Or you just said it to the table.
Oh, nah.
He's like, no, this is my mic.
Oh, man. Okay. Oh, I know. Oh. I remember. Let's go.
Shh. All right, we're gonna clip it there. Go.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about like your music,
right?
And defining success there. A thought that I had when you were talking about that was, music. You said this basically. Music is not your only identity to who you are. So outside of music, what is success to you? And how do you find that fulfillment in just in life? Like, because music is, you said, it's just a part of it, but it's not everything.
No, I like what you said about identity. Because it's easy when you meet people and you make music and that's what you do for most of your free time for people to be like, oh, he's a musician. But my identity, first and foremost, is a child of God. First and foremost. And second is a member of the Pew family. That's the second most important thing. So success outside of my life, outside of music, and even in music, is am I growing closer to my family and closer to God? Because those are the most important things. Is it? It doesn't matter what job I do for the rest of my life. What matters is, did that job allow for me to have good relationships with my family and friends and with God?
Dang, like, right here? When he was getting in the feels for a second. No, come back.
You
get,
come back
bro, here. Get in here.
Get back in here, Jay.
Stop right there.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, go change. What's up?
I'll finish my answer and then.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Okay.
I'm not here.
Yeah, like I was saying, the most important thing is not what job I end up doing. It's can I provide for my family in a way that I can be close to them and I can be close to God? So at the end of the day, whether that's music or anything else, that's the main goal is to have that, right? Like, I think one of the things that Jay said we were going to talk about is like, where do I see myself in 3 years? And I was like, I kind of hate that question because I don't know. I don't know where I see myself in 3 years because there's so many things that could happen. I'm very much a person that likes to leave my options open. I don't like to close those up. I like to go through as many doors as I can. I don't know exactly what it'll look like in 3 years, but I do know one thing is I will be better than I am now. That's the only thing I can say about that. Yeah. Where I see myself in 3 years is better than I am now. Succeeding in whatever I'm trying to do, just working my hardest at it.
I also feel like it's important to have some sort of vision, and it doesn't have to be within 3 years,
right?
But I feel like as individuals we sometimes need to find a balance of leaving the door open for anything's possible, but also having the big picture to work towards.
Yeah, I mean, I do have that vision. My vision isn't very specific, though. The vision is I have a family, right? I have a wife, hopefully. I hopefully have kids by then, and hopefully I have a career that I'm proud of, right?
Yeah.
But the specifics of that, it still is yet to be seen, and I'm open to options on that, you know?
Yeah.
So when I say that I don't know what it'll look like. That's what I mean is I don't know the specifics. Like some people are like, I have friends that are like, I'm going to have a business. I'm going to be making this amount of money. Like, but to me, if I have a family and I can provide for them, that's what I want. That's what I really desire. And I know for a fact I'm the kind of person that will do anything I can to get there.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, like, you can't, like, force a family to happen. Like, that's just, it's not a good idea.
Yeah.
Right. So obviously that's something that it takes two people to make a decision on that. But, as far as my life goes, I will do everything I can in my power to be ready for that in 3 years. If that makes sense.
No, that so. Does. That's, man, that speaks to the importance of priorities.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, we were talking about it last night, actually, about, like, it's interesting, like, the priorities you listed specifically go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're a religious man,
yeah.
like we are.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when your priority is doing what God wants you to do, that's putting God first.
Mm-hmm.
And everything isn't perfect, but things work out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and what God wants, probably, I'm not one to tell you what God wants for you, but
right.
one of the things he wants is for you to build a family.
Right.
Because, you know, there's a million reasons why, but that's, I feel, where the most fulfillment and the height of happiness is at.
Totally.
Is a family-centered life.
Yeah, and going back to that, there was a couple weeks ago, I was with someone, and she was telling me how she's trying to decide if she wants to serve a mission or not, and one of her fears about it was, like, I don't get to decide where I go, you know?
Mm.
And I was like, honestly, if I had to decide where I was going to go on my mission, I probably wouldn't have gone. Because that, like, knowing that I didn't have to make that decision and God could make it for me, that was the best, you know? So to me, I what I told her was, you need to live your life right now like you are going to go on a mission. And then when that time comes where you need to make that decision, you'll know what you need yeah. to do. You'll know if it's the right thing for you or not. And whether it is or not, it's not, like, the biggest deal, but, like, if you live your life like you are going to do that, so, like, if I live my life right now like I need to be able to support a family in 3 years, and I need, then if that happens, I'll be ready for it, instead of just being like, oh frick, I gotta, like, get my crap together right now, you know.
Yeah.
So that's how I look at it, you know, is what's gonna happen, that's God's decision, right? But I need to be ready for whatever it is, and I'm trying to live my life in a way that as soon as God shows me the right path, I'm willing to take that option and go for it, you know, mm-hmm. instead of being afraid of taking that step.
Yeah. That's beautiful, man.
You can come in now.
Yeah.
Dude. It's good to see you. How are you?
I could be better.
How was work?
Whose idea was this?
It was all of ours. Don't come after us.
Dude, I don't want to talk about work right now. I'm here for you.
Okay, cool. We don't have to talk about it.
Yeah, we can share a mic.
Sheesh, you look good on the camera too, bro.
I mean, holy, I look good all the time. I don't know what
you're talking about. The clear frames are crazy. They're nice.
I know, isn't it?
I could not say that.
Everyone thought Isaac was the guest, but it is I. And you probably can't even see me on the camera,
actually,
but that's all right.
Think they can. I'm adjusting.
No. Leave it like that. Let's make it anonymous. You can change my voice every now and then.
Absolutely you not.
You can see you.
Oh, word. Okay.
You're open room?
Like, how good?
Yeah, like half his face.
Yeah.
That's all right.
There you go. Now
that's
you can
all you need.
Zoom out.
The rest is for the imagination. Hello, brother.
Let's go. Dude,
welcome back.
I honestly should have been back at, like, 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's been perfect. We just showed each other music for like 45 minutes.
That is awesome.
I will say this: we didn't just take off. That we waited for you for a while, and then we're like, they got to get to what.
No,
they
yeah,
get to,
I know. That's why I feel bad. That's why I say just.
We don't have any time restraints.
Oh hi, I'm Jay. I almost said Josh. I go by Jay now. These guys know me as Josh.
Yeah.
I'll get more into detail about today, but okay. Catch me up. What we talk about?
We were just talking about families.
Man, we're just talking about success outside of music.
Uh-huh.
That's what we're talking about. How you going, bro? I just see you staring at me, and not a single word has been said. How are you?
Steady.
What's up, bro? Families. can be together forever.
Yep.
That's how you true. Get in the face.
Beautiful. Yeah, okay.
All right. Take it away, Tupo.
So, let's wrap it up. No, let's wrap it up. No, but you have spit a lot of wisdom. So, I mean, thanks. Throughout this whole podcast.
Try my best.
It's like, not gonna lie. This is good. We can get some good clips.
I hope it makes but, I hope it makes sense.
Oh, it makes perfect sense.
It does.
Actually, Asier, makes sense?
Yeah.
All right.
See?
We in then.
That's what it takes.
But for someone that's going, you know, just living life, someone that's living life and they're trying to find success, what advice would you give to them?
Ooh. Do what you love and love what you do. Like it's very corny, but if you're doing what you love, you will work harder at it. I'm going to say that again. If you're doing what you love, you will work harder at it than if you're doing something you don't like. Okay? So if you don't like what you're doing, change it. There's this Jamaican phrase that me and my friends say all the time. It goes, I'm trying to remember exactly how it goes because I want to botch it. But it's like, if you do not like where you are, man, change it. You are not a tree.
Yeah.
Like, you're not a tree. You can move where you want to be. Like, if you are not where you want to be, change where you are because you can. If you're seeking to be successful, do what you want to do. Because if you're not doing what you want to do, then you're not going to feel successful no matter how good you are at it.
Oh, yeah. That's fire, wasn't it?
Extra points for the accent.
Yeah. It's the only way to say it.
Cotton candy or something.
That's what we were going for.
You're not even on.
Yeah, I know that mic's not even on.
I'll talk off camera.
That mic's not on for a reason.
Yeah. So, yeah, he usually roasts me every episode.
What? Every episode? It's been like maybe four.
Okay. The first
four. It's been a few.
Not anymore. You haven't done any.
Anyways.
Is there anything else that you want to say or talk or ask us? You know, it's not about us, but
I mean, this is a question. How do you think this dynamic is going to change as you guys all progress into like your own lives? Because like me and my friends are obviously going through a similar thing, but like where do you guys see that, like you're this dynamic, like where do you think it's going?
Let me tell you, some of us are gonna get darker. I'm talking about you, man. No, I think I think like dynamically, once we get the like I guess the workflow going, and then because obviously right now we don't have a established sound, but we also kind of don't want to just because of the 12 for 12 challenge that we're doing right now.
Yeah.
But I would say down the road, once we do start to establish the last note sound, it'll be a blend of like our cultures but also the different styles of music that we've grown up with. And I would say, because for me personally, a lot of the artists I listen to constantly just because their music are like hybrid sounds, you know. Mm. Which I think is super cool,
right?
And it seems like nowadays that tends to be like the route some people are going. Other people are just sticking to what they've been doing. But I would say like down the road, people would want to listen to us just because of how dynamic we are. Mm-hmm. And then how like much more dynamic we can be down the road in 3-4 years.
I like that answer, but I mostly meant how you guys are as friends.
Oh, damn.
I would.
Well, you see, no.
I don't know. What do you think?
Huh?
You. What do you think?
Question. Me? Yeah. You're asking me the question?
Can you put it in a sentence?
Can you give me the definition? how everything's going to be.
Yeah.
Our friendship.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. This all started in high school. People that listen to podcasts, mm-hmm. they know. The way it started off was just I'm goofing around after school in the hallway. And actually, it all started just meeting each other. But I feel like so let me get back to what I was saying. I feel like honestly we all serve missions. Well, we served missions and we thought Sorry, I didn't mean to. We served missions, and we thought things were going to change after that, honestly.
And they didn't.
But when we came back, we all still had, we all wanted to pursue music. Me, different story. But go ahead.
No, sorry. Keep going. My bad.
I feel like, what comes first before music is God, always. And then family.
Good.
And music as well.
I would add how it'll change. It's already been changing. You know what I mean? As we progress. And so
get older.
There's bigger things to come in our individual lives. But kind of what Tupo said, I think a group of people are united when they have the same goal in mind. And so the four of us going to high school together, going our separate ways and not being fully together for almost 4 years. Like, we took our time away from each other and we came back, like Tupo said, and didn't skip a beat.
Yeah.
And so I feel like we're very similar in how we think. We're very similar in what we do. And we're also super different, but we have like the same goal, and putting God first, I think, is
I like that
a huge thing for us. And so, you know, with that being said, unless one of us, you know, goes off the deep end,
you'll always have that.
We'll have that. And
I like that.
The workflow in terms of the band may change, you know. We'll all hopefully eventually find someone to build a family with, and we won't be living together, but we'll still be able to do what we want to do together.
A big mansion with like
We've thought about it. Not even
me and my friends. Joking. I have a similar situation. Like, me and my friends, we grew up together, and there's eight of us. We all went on missions except for two of us, and then we all came back, and it didn't feel like anything changed. But now two of us are married. Like, things are starting to change. They're all moving and stuff. We used to always like joke about like, what if we all like lived in the same cul-de-sac, and like we just like. We're able to raise our families all around each other.
Yeah.
But it's just a joke that we would always make. But like, the reason I ask is because it's interesting to me, because I'm starting to see how that changes. Like, nowadays, like, me and my friends, it used to be like every Friday, Saturday night, it was like, okay, what are we doing tonight? You know? Yeah. Whereas now it's like everyone kind of does their own thing. But like, we play basketball together every Thursday, and that's what we do consistently with each other. And then obviously some Fridays and Saturday nights we'll spend time together. But
yeah.
It is interesting to see how it all changes as people like grow into who they are. And it's not like when we see each other, it's still like the best. Yeah. We're all best friends, but,
It's like you make time for what you want to do and what's important to you.
That is so true.
And I feel like the four of us we've crossed the threshold of friendship and moved into a brotherhood. Mm. And so we don't view each other, and we don't view each other's families as people we're just associated with now. It's like
it's part of your family.
Like his mom like is that. My mom,
right?
You know what I mean? Cool. And his mom is my mom, you know? So it's like, cool, we're family. And like you said, family's first, and I feel like we all put each other in that category as family. Cool. And so
Love
no
that.
Matter what happens, maybe we'll live in the same house, cul-de-sac, whatever, but on the off chance we don't, we're always going to be like an integral part of each other's lives.
Cool.
No matter what.
I like that. That's cool.
That was my answer. I just texted it to him so I didn't have to talk twice.
Yeah, I read that. Oh, cool. I read that actually.
Yeah, with his phone recording.
It's connected. Apple, baby.
That's a good question.
That's a great question.
Yeah.
So, okay, so how many of you are in your friend group? How many other are you in your
boys? I mean, our like group chat is like 9 people.
Okay. How many of them are married?
2.
Okay.
Just 2.
Okay. I was expecting more, but
yeah, only 2.
Yeah. That's interesting. I truly believe like it's very rare to have lifelong friends. And granted, we're really young, so I don't know if we know what a lifelong friend is. But I think we're all, correct me if I'm wrong, I think we're starting to get the idea. Yeah.
I mean, I'd say those guys that are in that group chat are lifelong friends for me. And also I'd even add Trey into that right now. And even there's a couple other people too, but yeah, no, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. I just like seeing people who are like actually enjoy being around each other. You know, like, if I'd come in here and you guys, I could just tell you guys didn't actually like each other. I'd be like, oh my gosh, this is lame.
But, all of us. That's a good question, man.
That was a very good question.
Wait, so how many siblings do you have?
Three.
Six.
Dang. Really?
You the oldest?
Nope, middle.
Hey. Are you number like three four. Or four? You're four. Oh, dang.
Four of seven.
Dang.
You're middle.
Very middle.
You're like, wow. Are you forgotten a lot?
No.
What?
My parents.
Sorry, the middle child is always.
Yeah, no, I get that a lot. My parents are the best parents in the world. So
That's tight.
That's so sick.
Yeah. I had to say that because I'll be listening to this.
Okay,
no, it's true. I believe it.
We'll make sure we send it to you so you send it to your family.
Yeah. I made a whole album about it. You can go listen to it. So.
True.
It's a fire album, I might add.
Yeah.
It is good stuff. Well, should we move in to...
Oh, snaps. Is there anything else you
want to say? No, I'm good. I'm good.
All right, boys. Y'all know what time it is. It is our favorite Segma.
Segma what?
Segma?
Segma what?
Boys, get you $2. Get you $2. All right. Sorry.
Yeah, he doesn't say segment. He says Segma, and we don't know why.
I say Segma because that's why I did the first episode, because I didn't know the word segment at the moment. So we stuck with it throughout the rest of the other episodes. So
you mean you stuck with it?
We stuck with it as a group. We're a brotherhood. Didn't you hear this?
He stuck with it.
Yes, I am. So it's a little segment. It's called Would You Rather.
Okay, cool.
So you get to pick. There's a lot of good.
Do I have to walk over there and pick it up?
Yeah, we can.
Yeah, you have Jay bring it over here. Not moving.
You can pick. Kidding me? You can pick.
Stop!
No, why would you ever need to let go, bro? Sponsored by Sensor.
Pick sponsored. One. We usually answer two, but like, go ahead.
Oh yeah, before you read that, Super Chicks sponsor us, please.
Oh, Super Chicks, shout out to you. Thank you.
Okay.
Hey, just kidding. They don't.
You want me to read this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Would you rather have a personal maid or a personal chef?
I know Tupo's answer, but Antonio's.
What's my answer?
The chef.
No.
He's right here.
Oh dang! He got downgraded. Jokes.
Nah, it's because he likes my cooking.
He makes some bomb.
He's good.
I believe it. I saw him flipping those burgers, bro.
Oh yeah.
Those imaginary burgers.
The imaginary burger.
No, the video. All right, so what would y'all choose? A personal chef or a personal maid? Yeah.
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 Chef.
That's maid. My word.
Really.
I'm not a cook.
Chef.
Yeah. He cooks for her.
Oh, you're right.
Hey.
But like a chef.
Yeah.
What chef?
I think I'm going with chef too.
Okay.
If someone's cleaning my stuff for me, I feel like
I'm gonna lose a sock.
I just feel like I feel like a loser.
Mom is gonna be like, "What is he saying?" I am a generally clean individual. Like my room. Like, obviously it gets messy at times, but it is clean most of the time.
Yeah.
So I don't really need a maid. Like, I've never felt the need for one.
Yeah.
But I think it'd be cool if I could, like, instead of having to, like, meal plan for myself, I have someone else doing that, and they're just making it, and I can just focus on just getting the gains myself. Then that would
Dude,
be
facts.
Prime.
With a chef, you could eat the right things.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I wouldn't even have to think about it. It'd just be there.
Yeah. You know?
So that'd be my answer.
Yeah.
That was an easy one.
Give me another one. I want a hard one.
Chef. He's changing my
answer. You want a hard one? You have to read each and every one and be like, oh, this one. No, I'm kidding.
I hope this is a hard one.
I hope it is too.
I want a discussion here.
Do you
want
a discussion? Here, let me just throw one at you.
He's about to read that. That's the longest.
Okay. This is actually a hard one.
This one's hard?
Yeah. Would you rather never be able to go out during the day or never be able to go out during the night?
Where'd you find that one?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
I think... Dang, that is so hard.
What? Okay, so define night and define day for me.
Like, when the sun goes down and when the sun goes up.
Okay, so I got dawn and dusk.
Yes.
Yeah. I think... Have you guys seen the movie Lady Hawk?
No.
This is a deep cut, okay?
Okay.
Go watch it.
Lady Hawk.
It's a medieval movie, okay? Like... But it's made in the 80s, so like people would be fighting with swords, and then all of a sudden it's like, bah, 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 like synth, just like Stranger Things type vibes, and like it's awesome. Is it's just like such a contrast of vibes.
That's sick.
They're like talking in old English, and then it's like just like Mike Dean type synths just like playing through the whole thing. But in that movie, there's a lady that she transforms into a hawk during the day, and her lover turns into a wolf during the night. And so they never get to see each other ever, and they're constantly flip flopping. And in that movie, the guy who's the wolf, he gets to have a way better life than she does. So I think I'd pick that.
So night?
I think I picked being able to go out during the day. Never go out during the night. Only be able to go out during the day.
But I pick night.
Me too.
To go out during the night?
Yeah. I mean,
to night. Not wait, hold on.
Never be able to go out during.
Yeah, never be able to go out.
That, so I'm with you on that.
True. Yeah.
We're
so
together.
Go out throughout the day. The thing is, think about like when wintertime comes, days get shorter. A lot shorter.
Okay. Right, that's true. But to me, it's like once this is just a musician thing, but once the sun's gone, it's like that's my best time to just sit down and make music. So I'm down to just stay in every time it's nighttime and just make music.
What do we do at like 1 a.m.? We sit at a park. That's about all we do.
So you could just do that here.
You could just do that here. Mm. Now here's the loophole. Can I go in my yard?
No,
outside. You're inside.
It's outside.
Bro.
Outside. If it has a roof and walls, outside. No.
Okay. Just checking. Josh, get rid of your attitude. I don't like your attitude. I don't give a crap how bad your day was. Shut up.
What?
I'm always trying to buy loopholes. It's funny. But this one got the. Love you, bro.
He's about to go on the Snapchat.
Oh, yeah?
Let's go. We made it to Snap.
Yeah, oh,
what's up? Whoa, we live, baby.
Dude, I like that. I like that mango colored case.
It's just yellow.
It's not like a mango.
It looks mango to me, right?
Well,
what kind of mangoes do they have in
Samoa? I see what you're saying.
Tropical ones. Pretty nice, actually.
Yeah, so I'm going with during the day, and then I'll just hidey hole in my studio at night.
So like when it gets dark around 5 o'clock here, right? Wow.
But look, you know the best part about it, if the days are shorter, that probably will motivate you to get more done when there's daylight. Or
true. Or you'll just anxiety crawl back and just not do anything. But if it's could only go out during the day, I think I'd be outside all day.
Yeah.
I'm already an outside creature in general. And so.
And you need the sunlight.
True.
You don't need the moonlight.
True. He's right.
Yeah, he's right. I love the moonlight, though.
I think that's a definitive answer on that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like
right.
it.
Well, hey, good. That wraps it up for Would You Rather.
That about wraps it up for the episode.
That's pretty much. So, Isaac, any plugins you want to
give? I was going to say, can I give some plugs?
Yeah, go ahead.
Plug yourself.
Let's see. What's the date today?
The 12th.
Okay, September 1st. Two songs coming out.
Woo!
Let's go.
Pinky Promises Part 1 and Pinky Promises Part 2.
And
these guys
fire.
Have heard it except for Jay.
They're
what
fire.
Do you guys think?
It's nice.
They're fire.
It's nice. Amazing.
Okay.
Expect the unexpected.
Good. Expect the unexpected.
Yeah, don't if you've listened to my music before, don't expect what you've heard. But nice. They'll be out September 1st. Driving at 100 miles per hour type music.
Ooh.
So
let's go.
Ooh.
It's good. And I'll be releasing music pretty much every month from now until May. So
oh, say wow. Wow. I like that. And we'll put links to everything down low.
Yeah.
All right.
Not but, on the screen in
yeah,
the video.
Also plug Trey Bishop. Find him.
Go yep.
shout Spotify.
Out. Shout out Trey.
Rolo, Spotify, yep. Apple Music. Rudy C. Williams, find him Spotify, Apple Music.
Yep. Rudy.
Those
Rudy.
Boys are all talented, all deserve to be listened to. Also Watterson Music, look him up.
Mm.
Fire Music. He's got like Beatles in him.
Oh, for real?
That's cool.
All
yeah,
right,
that's
say
cool
less.
Stuff.
Rope
and I help him mix a lot of his stuff, so it's really cool. But yeah, that's what I'm working on an album. Maybe I'll come back on talk about the album.
Oh, you're coming back. You got to come back to the podcast.
I don't want to reveal the name of it right now because it's pretty cool.
That'd be nice.
Hey,
anyway, that's all I got.
Follow him on Spotify, Instagram, What, you got Facebook?
Instagram, TikTok, everything, bro.
Everything.
Yeah, Isaac, yeah, you do got TikTok.
Isaac Pugh Music, everywhere.
And we linking it down low.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's go.
Love you, boys.
Thanks for coming.
You're amazing.
Yes, bro.
You're amazing.
Thank you. Thank you for coming.
You're a legend.
We really appreciate it.
We look up to you.
No, it's okay. Don't worry about it. I did roast you while you weren't here, so you'll have to go back and listen.
My ear always tingles when someone says my name.
Okay. Yeah. Good to know.
All right, boys.
Josh.
Who said that? All right, boys. Let's wrap this up. Josh, go ahead.
Someone drop that beat.
I've heard this one before.
Oh, sorry. Alright.
Damn.
That
was
funny.
There's music playing for those. No one has headphones but me, but there's music playing.
Cool. Alright, alright, y'all. Alright. Hey, thank y'all so much for watching. Thank y'all so much for listening. Boys, Sona, what do we say?
We have peace, so. Go on.
All the time. All the time. Josh, what do you actually say?
Keep that peace of mind.
Zach?
Keep on.
Love y'all. Deuces.
Love you, boys.